WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Three hardline Republicans now say they will support a recall vote for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Representative Paul Gosar, the latest, enough Republicans to oust Johnson without Democrats crossing party lines in a vote. Johnson under fire for moving ahead on separate foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and U.S. border funding. A vote is expected tomorrow. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says there's no more time for delays.
For months, the American people have had their national security interests placed on hold.
The votes on foreign aid come as a widening conflict brews in the Middle East. Israel launching three missiles overnight, targeting a key radar defense system for Iran. That in response to Iran's missile and drone attack this weekend. Volatile storms are moving out of the U.S. after a week of tornado outbreaks in much of the Midwest and South. A rain, though, still on tap for the East Coast. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Human remains found along Lake Michigan Thursday are believed to be those of Sadie Robinson. Ted Allen has an update.
Authorities say the 19-year-old Milwaukee woman was killed and dismembered after a first date with Maxwell Anderson, who is charged in the homicide case. The discovery of a torso and arm along the lakefront in South Milwaukee is near the spot in Cudahy where a severed arm belonging to Robinson was first found April 2nd. A Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office sonar detection boat was already scheduled to search for more of Robinson's body parts in Lake Michigan Friday prior to the Thursday discovery.
Five people who worked at the prison in Waupun have either been fired or quit in connection to an investigation into smuggling. The U.S. Justice Department is not saying if any charges have been filed, but investigators say the case remains open. Since the beginning of the investigation, 11 prison employees have been placed on leave. Just six remain. Five no longer work at the prison. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as we're battling a breezy west wind that's gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's making our high temperatures in the upper 40s feel much cooler than that. Spotty sprinkles or a few flurries may fly. No accumulation is expected. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 48.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So we're going to have a birthday party for my wife coming up. We're going to be inviting about 50 people over to our house. And I just realized that our cushions for the outdoor patio furniture, not in very good shape at all. We've got to get those replaced at some point soon. It's embarrassing how nasty they look. And as a matter of fact, we had some mice that decided to take up residence in the storage bin that we store those cushions in. And so they've had multiple litters, and it's a little disgusting. We're going to have to look at that. I think these are going to be pretty expensive to replace, but isn't everything expensive these days?
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Give yourself away. 80s, 90s, and more.
Hold on to that feeling. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hey, I think it might be a good weekend to get the Corvette out for a ride if you happen to have one of those. Mine's not red. Mine's blue, but it's definitely a Corvette. I love that car. Prince now.
I guess I should know.
by the way you popped your car sideways, I don't want you last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Brewers open a three-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta gets the start for the Brewers, who at 11-6 lead the National League Central by a half game over the Cubs. Final two spots in the NBA playoff field will be locked up tonight. Two games playing for the eighth seed in the East and in the West. In the East, it's Miami playing host to Chicago. In the West, New Orleans takes on Sacramento. First round of the playoffs can underway on Saturday. The Bucks are off until Sunday night when they open the best of seven series at home against the Pacers. No Giannis Antetokounmpo for the Bucks on the court for at least 2 to 4 weeks, but Coach Doc Rivers said he and Giannis are having conversations.
I've talked to him a lot about the five games they've had with Indiana and things that he's seen and things he thinks we need to do, things we can't do anymore. So he's been valuable there.
In the Midwest League tonight, Cedar Rapids at Wisconsin. Beloit squares off against South Bend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another 15-minute music
sports.
Hour in progress now. Blondie to come. Here's Tears for Fears.
Shouldn't have to settle your soul.
maximum music. Max FM.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
There's Pat Benatar, 99.7 Max FM. Well, we talked about it this morning on the morning show. The coffee chain Tim Hortons accidentally sent an email telling thousands of their customers that they had each won a $40,000 fishing boat. Oh, goodness. Talk about a PR nightmare. Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. There is a little bit of fine print, though, with regard to this contest that they were running, that said basically they reserved the right to cancel the contest at any time for any reason. So the likelihood of everyone, all of the thousands of customers, collecting a $40,000 fishing boat, probably not too likely. And like I mentioned to Maddie on the morning show this morning, those people that do win contests like that have to pay taxes on that prize. So if you got a $40,000 boat, I don't know what the tax situation is like in Canada, but it could be potentially tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, April 20th, celebrate Earth Day with a work day at Devil's Lake State Park. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be organizing this event. The park staff will be directing work parties on various projects all around the park. Meet at the North Shore Picnic Area near the Rock Elm Shelter. The friends will supply tools, bring work gloves, water, and snacks. Come prepared for the weather. Again, this is a great way to help volunteer at Devil's Lake State Park on Earth Day. 9 a.m. until 12, this will take place on Saturday, April 20th. For more details, visit friendsofdevilslake.org. Also on Saturday the 20th, it's the Baraboo Young Professionals Putt-Putt Pub Crawl. Join BYP as downtown establishments will have a mini golf hole for foursomes to play. You'll search around with a pre-crawl drink at Brothers on Oak. That's where the registration and the pickup site will be held. And then hit the links at your leisure as long as all holes are completed between noon and 5 p.m. $80 per foursome. All the details for that can be found at BaraboyoungProfessionals.com. There'll be another opportunity to volunteer thanks to the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance on Saturday, April 20th, as they'll be working on prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant. Meet along the Museum of Badger Army Ammunition just at the gate along Highway 12. Bring your own drinking water, wear long pants, long sleeves, and sturdy shoes. Gloves and tools will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your favorite pair of gloves. Tasks will include pulling invasive plants, cutting and piling brush, and monitoring progress of the site. This will be 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go to saukprairie.org for more details. There are a number of volunteer opportunities for Earth Day. Again, be sure to check out your local Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and the city websites as well.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as we're battling a breezy west wind that's gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's making our high temperatures in the upper 40s feel much cooler than that. Spotty sprinkles or a few flurries may fly. No accumulation is expected. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 49.
99.7
Max FM. Cross it.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get
some play, then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake, they want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic, looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling, everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
sure shot, 'cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Rock and roll.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, REO Speedwagon with Jay Roberts. So now that I started thinking about having to replace these cushions for the outdoor patio furniture, I started looking, researching different options for that. And I think I have about 7 or 8 tabs open on my iPad right now with different options, and they are all very expensive. I got to thinking about the fact that if I have to replace all of these cushions, it'll cost more to do that than it did to buy the entire furniture set, which was cushions, furniture, the whole thing. So I got to researching about maybe how to clean up after the rodent droppings and urine that is now soaked through, I'm sure, some of those cushions. And it seems like it's possible to do. I was worried about this hantavirus that I've heard so much about from rodent droppings. Apparently, if you leave the cushions out in the sun for a few days, it will take care of that. The UV rays will kill off the hantavirus. Most people probably don't even know what that is, right? We're going to take a break. Another long set of music on the way. 99.7 Max FM.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage and family counseling. The staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House April 19th. 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager of a brand new store in town called Big Deals. It's not a brick and mortar store, but rather an online marketplace. What makes this place so great is it's filled with gift certificates to local businesses in town. Shop local, buy local, and save money. That's our motto, Big Deals. It's kind of a big deal.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Maximum hits.